Number 14 is sit in nature and observe it. There's a story behind this. Years ago, I had the privilege of meeting Sant Rajinder Singh Ji Maharaj, who's the head of the Science of Spirituality here in Naperville, Illinois. And I had the opportunity to have a one-on-one question with him. And when I walked up, I wasn't certain really what to ask. So thinking about it for a moment and greeting him, he's a lovely spiritual leader, I thought, I already know about meditation. I already know about finding the inner divinity, the inner soul, and going through in meditation and equilibrating myself. So the question I had for him is, what else could I do on a daily basis in order to connect more with my spirituality and with the spiritual world? Now, he sat back, he closed his eyes briefly, he looked up, and he thought about it. And what I loved about it is I knew he was taking me seriously. And after about 30 seconds of silence, he stopped, he looked back at me, and he said, go find a time every day for a few minutes and just sit down anywhere in nature, indoors or outdoors, and watch the perfection of the universe work around you. And there's a lot of times in our days where we stress ourselves out because we go, this is going wrong, or that's going wrong, or the weather's ruining my day, or this is going on. And at that point, in addition to the other things we've gone over already, sit down and just step back a little bit and become an observer for 30 seconds, for 10 minutes, and just watch everything work around you in this perfection of nature. Go watch if it's snow falling that's bothering you, sit back and just watch the snow fall for a little bit. If you're stuck in traffic, just sit back a little bit instead of getting irritated about everything that's going on and just watch the perfection of a traffic pattern work and a traffic jam work. It sounds a little absurd, but sit back and try it once and watch yourself equilibrate a little bit as you sit back and you watch nature work. And yeah, even though it probably sounds a little bizarre for me to tell you that a traffic jam can be natural, trust me, in the amount of cities I've driven through, it just seems to be a natural occurrence when we put hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of cars on the road at the same time. There's a natural pattern that occurs, and it jams and it unjams, and we move and we go and we flow. And the more you sit back and you see that perfection in nature, with the weather, with the changing of the seasons, with the falling of the leaves, even with the way the grass falls while you mow it. Go sit back and observe. Do it every single day. Find a little time. If you're really stressed out and you're having a hard time, that's one of those moments where I tell you, stop, breathe. We always go back to the breath. And then just sit down in nature and observe the perfection of the universe working around you, the same as Sant Rajinder Singh Ji Maharaj told me.